This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning, Paul. I just wanted to share some exciting news that occurred yesterday afternoon, and I wanted you personally, Paul, and your listeners to be the first to hear this wonderful news. For those that don't know, the Port Douglas Crocs Footy Club each and every year have a number one ticket holder. Number one ticket holders last year being the four guys from the comedy pub tour. Previous years being Billy Brownless, ex-Geelong football superstar. And having listened to your interview with Mike Brady, I thought, let's do a bit of research on Mike and find out if he would be worthy of being our number one ticket holder in 2020. Well, I can tell you that Mike Brady, this is the one that's up there, Kazalis. I was talking to him yesterday. I think he sung it 27,000 times. It had its 40th anniversary this year, and of course he was at AFL Grand Final to perform that wonderful national anthem. And, geez, I tell you what, I spoke to him yesterday afternoon. I didn't realise, but he's a board member of the Prostate Cancer Foundation of Victoria. He's 2013, he was given a Queen's Birthday Honours List just for significant service to the community. And he's also a patron of the Barley Children's Foundation. He's been a board director of Variety Victoria, and he's also a life member of The Variety. And that is a wonderful organisation. So when I think about it, made a few phone calls, his people spoke to my people spoke to his people, and you can be the first to know, Paul, and your listeners, that Mike is absolutely thrilled to bits to be the number one ticket holder of the Crocs in 2020. It's, I guess, his resume that sits very, very aligned to that of the Crocs. He's extremely community orientated. He loves Port Douglas. He comes up here quite a bit. And I think the words were yesterday that this will be a damn good excuse to come up and visit Port Douglas and wonderful far north Queensland more times than not. So he's already setting up his diary to include a few games that he'll be able to come and watch the Crocs live in action. And I must say too, Paul, a huge thank you to you as well, because it was you that gave me the contact with Mike Brady, and he's just a thorough gentleman. And listening to your interview of Mike on Monday, it certainly made me realise that this is a fella that's going to fit the role of the number one ticket holder of the Crocs very, very well. He actually knows a little bit about the Crocs. He knew that we had won the last four premierships in a row. He was aware of our contributions to a lot of not-for-profit organisations here in Port Douglas and the community, and he very much thought that our contribution to the community was very significant. We spoke about Up There, Kazalis. I mentioned before that he thinks that he's sung it 20-odd thousand times. As on your radio station the other day, I think he would have sung it over 30 times in 9 days during September. And he came up to Port Douglas, beautiful far north Queensland, just to recuperate. We also spoke about Up There, Kazalis, and what it means to... it's 40 years, actually, 40 years the anniversary since it was first released and recorded by Mike. There is grandchildren out there now that are listening to that Up There, Kazalis, and it certainly rises them to the occasion. I've got a five-year-old granddaughter, Miller, down in Gippsland, Victoria, and she's as crazy as anything when Up There, Kazalis starts singing on those tunes. I know Bruce McAvaney wants it to be a national anthem for AFL AFL football, full stop. As Bruce says, it is something special that's up there, Cazaly's. And, you know, you just go through some of the lines, and I'm not going to sing it because I'm a terrible singer, but if you broke it down, well, you work to earn a living, but on weekends comes the time. You can do whatever turns you on. Get out and clear your mind. Me, I like football. Well, just those four lines from the lyrics of the song, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds of people right here now in our beautiful township of Port Douglas, and that's what they do every second Saturday, get down here to the Croc Pit. So on behalf of the football club, the Crocs Footy Club, cannot thank Mike enough, and really looking forward to having him on board, part of our community club here at Crocs for next year. And a special mention to you too, Paul. Well done, mate.
Well, you work to earn a living, but on weekends comes the time.